Hi, Lou. Hi, Ruth. How's everything going with you two? Very well, I trust. Because I've got a real fine sound and tape from Lou telling me everything is coming up roses in Colorado. Work looks good. The weather looks good. Fishing looks good, maybe. And the future looks pretty good. I'd say you can't beat that no matter how hard you try. This is the 24th Saturday afternoon, and I just got the tape that you wrote about a week ago, and doggone, it's nice to hear from you. Nice to hear that everything's going real good. Of course, I knew it was, because Florence had been telling me all along everything he's doing and how things were and how some guys had been trying to kidnap you and take you to Chicago or Oklahoma City or someplace. Gotta watch them guys. They called robber barons. And they steal talent. And they take it around and sometimes make the talent rich and sometimes the talent don't make out so good. But those are kind of hard decisions to make. I expect, unless you got a real commitment where you're at, I'm glad I'm not that sharp that I got a lot of guys out gunning for me, because I don't have them things to worry about. However, I did go looking for a job for myself out here, and I think I might have found one. I'm not sure. I went down to Saigon a week ago or more, and I talked to a few people, and they said, "Well, you ain't got no trouble if you want to get reassigned someplace." A fella told me, he said, "I'll put you right down here in the Delta, find you a nice little province if you want it, and get your job without any trouble." But they ain't fooling me when they're talking. They might get me a job, all right, but they probably will have to put me someplace where I am right now with a 5 rating, and I can't get into a 4 because there's no slot. I spent a whole year and a half wasted here trying to get a raise. And God damn it, they never raised me because they didn't have the slot for it. And I know who's doing that. It's some of them personnel people down there. I'm still in the business of fighting for their job every time I ask somebody for a job. And they need the talent around, but they just don't want too much competition. Anyway, old Lou Warman, old friend of mine's down there, and he's working on a deal. And I was with him for a couple of days, and he said, "How about considering coming working with me or for me?" And I said, "That sounds all right." I don't know. He's kind of a reckless guy, and what he's doing is kind of reckless, but it sounds interesting. Tell you more about it when I get there. Get back home, which should be in another month. Or, let's see, I should be out fishing in another month. I hope to, anyway. And Florence already told you about the safe haven job, a safe haven application. I doubt that they'll get the application worked through Washington fast enough to call her by the time I get ready to come back, but we'll see. Maybe they'll make it work for me, maybe they won't. I hope so. I think Florence would like to get away from there, or at least get a little closer to me, and I think you said it right when she, because I think she's acting a little bit itchy, like she'd like to be closer to Carly, and I'm itchy too, because I tell her time and again, I wish I had her with me. But I don't know about the future out here. Looks about the same as it always did. And I think there's going to be a change made, though, and I think if I get a sign down south that I'll get to visit Florence pretty often, and then it won't be long before maybe she can come live in Vietnam till we get through with this work. And it should be, I don't know, maybe they'll never get through with it. Maybe they'll always have plenty here to do. But I'm only looking to do it about 5 years, and then I can retire, get out of here, let's say, and retire as a country gentleman and have a little leisure time to cut the grass and trim the hedges like some of the other fellas I know. But I've got to save the government money or he won't have enough to pay my pension. So I've got to start worrying about that million piastres I'm carrying back here. It's passing out and spreading around among the hungry and the feeble. But I can tell you from watching what's going on that every penny that I give out is helping somebody, really doing some good for somebody. So although Uncle Sam kind of nicked Florence, it didn't bother me so much because I'm not worried about the money. It's going in the right place wherever I'm concerned. Now, I can't say that for every place, but because they can't show returns, and I can't show returns either, except I'm paying it out in salary, which is in exchange for a man's labor. And so that's a pretty fair exchange if a man can sell his labor, then I know that he's getting something. If I can give him some money, I know he's getting some. Our Uncle Sam is getting some good return instead of some of these big projects where it goes by.